The Fair Share Health Bill targets companies with more than 10,000 employees. Its backers admit their main target is Walmart. They say the mega retailer is offering inadequate health benefits and costing the state millions by forcing more than 1,000 of its employees onto the state-funded Badger Care program. Representative Stephen Nass says he held a hearing on the bill only because he wanted the public to know what's wrong with it.
I think it is important for the public to hear the downside of passing bills of this nature and how it would be detrimental to business and also to the employment picture in the state of Wisconsin.
The biggest downside of the bill, according to Bill Smith of the Wisconsin Federation of Independent Businesses, is that it will become a slippery slope and it will eventually hurt small businesses who can't afford to provide health benefits.
Mega corporations may be the target at the moment. Once the law is on the books, thresholds of cost, expenditure, and employee size can and will be adjusted until the ultimate goal of a single-payer, government-run health care system is achieved.
But bill co-sponsor, Senator Dave Hansen, says the measure should be seen not as a mandate but rather as an incentive for large companies like Walmart to be good corporate citizens.
They can and must do better. There are other companies willing to do better, and they should model themselves after companies are willing to step up to the plate and provide health insurance at a decent level where people can not just subsist but to live well.
Walmart officials say they are providing competitive health care benefits. They call the bill an effort by unions like the United Food and Commercial Workers to discredit Walmart's success at remaining a profitable non-union shop. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.